Good evening, everybody. It's 7 o'clock, and this is a meeting of the 350th Anniversary Committee of the City of Derby. It will call the meeting to order, and we'll ask everybody to rise to salute the flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, good evening, everybody. My name is Mark Garfalo. I'm the chair of the committee. Happy to have everybody here today. Thank you for your patience in starting a little bit late. I'll just note the people that are here. Derby Public Library, head librarian Marian Smirtuk, right? Mark Anthony Izzo, Allison Stockmall, Melanie O'Connell Anderson, Margaret Vignamino, Sue Riley, Grace Soika, James Gilday, Amy Petanici, Randy Ritter, Michelle Lanane, Brenner Collette is here. Welcome, Brenner. Thanks for stopping in. And Lisa Braley is online. So thank you for the record who was here. And we'll have the public portion pursuant to Section 81 of our city charter. There's a public portion at the beginning of every meeting. So if anybody would like to address the commission, please come forward. State your name and address for the record. Anybody like to speak? Is there anybody who would like to speak? Third time, anybody like to speak? If there's nobody like to speak, without objection, we'll close the public portion of the meeting. Thank you very much. Does everybody have an agenda? Okay. Yep.
Yeah, a few more down.
No, sorry. Thank you, Madam Librarian. That is an orderly thing. Michelle gets A for effort. That is. I wonder where she got it. All right, moving right along.
Okay.
All right. And if anybody, I'm standing over here, so if anybody else online comes on, I'll be able to let them in the room. Okay. So we are going to go through. So the intent of these meetings moving forward is to receive updates from the subcommittees who are doing the work that they're working on, so that everybody could be updated in real time. And if there are questions, you can address those. And also, I would encourage you, if you need to use this time to meet after or before these regular meetings of the full board with your subcommittee, to do the work that the great work that you're doing. And as you'll hear tonight, there's a lot of progress, and we're very excited about things that are going on here. So with that, I thank you all for your volunteer efforts on behalf of the City of Derby. at the next one, at the 400th, hopefully we'll be pass this along to somebody else to enjoy those endeavors. So first off is our first event actually is the May 13th kickoff, because as you know, that is the anniversary day. So we have two great events that day and one special event going on. So I'd like to have Marianne give an update on the public library clock ringing. And don't forget to turn your mic on if you need to do that.
Okay. Hi, Marianne Smirchuk, Derby Public Library. So the Derby Public Library has the clock ringing of the grandfather clock in the lobby. It will officially sort of kick off at 11:30. We're inviting everybody to come through. We're working on a flyer. And hopefully it'll be completed for next week, and we'll start advertising that. So so from essentially 11:30 to 12:30, we'll have coffee, tea, pastries, things of that nature. And the other thing that I know is not on the list, but something Christine Boulay, who is on her way, because she's coming from the library. Library closes at 7 today. To mention that the library always celebrates Harcourt Wood's birthday. Third Public Library, also known as Harcourt Wood Memorial Library, is usually celebrated on June 19th, but since it is now a federal holiday, Juneteenth, it will be celebrated on the 21st, which is a Saturday. So that should also go on the calendar. We're working on a flyer for that as a kickoff. And then I know Christine is not here, but I'm sure she'll talk about it when she gets here. The time capsule, after speaking with her and of course with Randy Ritter as well, when it does open, the materials, hopefully they're in great condition, will be brought back to the library to be archived and digitized as well.
Yep. And then I'd like to have a meeting just to kind of go over that. We'll have a separate meeting just to kind of plan that out. But
absolutely,
that's going to take some doing. So thank you. Yep. Thank you very much for that. Questions? Go ahead. Go ahead. Put the mic on if you're going to talk.
I'm speaking. My name is Melanie Anderson. To go along with the time capsule thing, I got in touch with Joe Iacone and with Randy. He worked with Joe, and Joe had some questions to go over. I think he talked to you a lot about it, but there's a time capsule. He thinks there's a capsule on top of that one.
Yes, Randy. So Joe and I have been talking. They went out and tested the depth of things, but they probed it, and it looks like there's a box or something that's higher up than the 1975 one. So we're guessing right now it might be the 1986 time capsule that might be there. We're not totally sure. We can't get any answers from the people who were all there in 1986 and put it in the ground, but we'll be surprised one way or another.
Well, there's some questions they have, like, what are we going to do with it?
Yeah, we'll figure out.
And
for that committee, so if there's
dig ahead of time and all that.
Yeah, the plan would be to dig that day and have it ready so that for the ceremony at 6, we would have like the official taking the cover off and then slowly taking all the items out and putting them into a plastic container and then bring them to a safe spot to go through and digitize. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so Joe's been very helpful in talking about that. We'll continue the conversation.
We just need to get circled back to him.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
I think the other thing, are you going to cover the ceremony part of it, Mark?
Yeah, I'm going to go in order on the agenda.
Okay. Well, number two.
Yeah, no. Thank you. There'll be green ceremony in the evening. Trying to work out the time based on how long he thinks it's going to uncover this thing. But, hopefully we can do that. An official start time of around 6 o'clock. Finish the digging and excavating of that. Have a brief speaking ceremony to kick it off, and have some music on the green for people to enjoy and celebrate. We're also going to have the ringing of the bells of the churches around the green. We've been working with the churches there to look at that and get that squared away. So trying to keep it simple, and we're trying to secure like a office space or workspace that's close to the green so that we can, have it as a resting place to either time, in the meantime there to do that. So we're working with trying to get a hold of one of the owners, but he's not in the building. So we need to listen to stuff.
Mark, right now?
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk really loud. Mark, just to let you know, Sal Coppola was helpful when we did the bell ringing on the July 4th event, just as an FYI, for St. Mary's Church.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mark, you were talking about the entertainment being, is it just Tony Susi or was there an...
Well, I'm sorry. We have the... Tony Susi is a graduate of Derby High School, and he is a music teacher and a writer. So we have commissioned him to write a song in commemorating our 350th, and it's around Common Rise Hall. And so the Derby High School band will be performing that on the green on that day. We have another group that's a Derby based band because Tony has this other responsibility. So we're trying to get a Derby, like a local Derby band to play on the green as well. Sometimes try to get with the local people, and it's always a challenge getting a phone call back. So we're trying our best to nail that down. And did I leave anything out on that? Nope, I think we're good. Okay.
We'll have merchandise available for that.
I have that on the list, though. I have that on the list to talk about that. So then the next item is to the opening of the time capsule. So again, that'll be done at the ceremony. Christine is here, Boulay is here, and also Jeff and Debbie Scholl are on the meeting as well. They signed in on via Zoom. So like I said, we're gonna have to have an orderly setup so that we can catalog all the stuff that's in the time capsule and give everybody time to to digitize it, to separate it and see exactly what it is, what kind of shape it's in. It will be moved in the bins that we're going to purchase to the library, and they've assured us that it will be secure, so that it will be protected and really just handled by people that understand how to handle this paper. Much of it is paper, but whatever is in there and in whatever shape it's in. So we can meet separately to kind of go through the details of that. And then for the purpose of this meeting. But that should certainly be an exciting and anticipated endeavor. And depending upon what we find, then we can, we also have cabinets that Troop 3 has, the Boy Scouts, to be able to display some of it, without having people touch it. So that'll be also very exciting. And then allow people to claim their stuff that is left to them. And, there's a lot of unknowns. And so we're going to need time and focus for that. So if anybody would like to help volunteer, we'll put that out to the committee based on what we think makes the most sense, because it really is a delicate and important part of our history, and it's going to take time. So I don't know, Christine, if you want to add anything, or did I summarize it? Good. Okay. Yeah. And then there are others. So we have everybody on the same page. Makes sense. Any questions on that? Okay. Next is the big weekend is May 30, 31, and June 1st. And we very excited to have Michelle Inane, who has done so much legwork on this. So if you want to give an update on where we're at.
Michelle talking. So we are having a 3-day event. May 30th is going to be like the kickoff to the weekend. It'll be 5:30 to 9. We're working on top shelf bands, beer garden, and food trucks for that night. Saturday, the 31st, will be the all day main event, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. Again, bands all day, children's activities, food trucks, beer garden, craft vendors, community vendors will be on this day. And then on Sunday, it'll be 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Kind of like a celebration, family, friends, fun, reunion, getting everybody together. This day, we thought we'd have, again, bands, children's activity, like a picnic, craft vendors, food trucks, lawn games, community vendors as well. We'll be preparing a flyer to advertise this to go out onto the different sites.
The one thing I would add is the transportation history materials on Saturday.
I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, I was going to introduce Lisa Braley is on special assignment this week, so she's calling in. But she's been working with the Trolley Museum in East Haven. So Lisa, you want to talk about that?
Sure. So, so I started off talking to the Shoreline Trolley Museum about what they call the Derby, which is the Derby, Birmingham, and Sonia electric motor locomotive from 1888. That's one of the very, very first electric locomotives in the country, probably the first in New England. It's been fully restored. And so what we're trying to do is have that come. So we're working on transport and getting a sense of the cost. So they will come with the trolley and be docents, like discuss it, so that the people will come with it. In addition, they were suggesting, and we think that this is good, working also with the Naugatuck Railway Museum and the Connecticut Trolley Museum to have some other not so Derby specific, but interesting transportation, like a bus from 1960 and older, like another locomotive. So there's some other large items that can be driven or towed. And we need to work on the cost, but we kind of feel like, hey, do it. That sounds great to bring in these three different museum organizations that are all willing to come with exhibits. So we're still working on the pricing, but have told them to go ahead and help us with the pricing and bringing that to be kind of a corner of the green. So that's the transportation history section of this, with the Derby locomotive as kind of the keystone.
It'll be a perfect opportunity for people to have their Christmas cards on there.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
I have a question, because we're sort of talking the May 13th and this. So I'm pricing porta potties. Wasn't sure if anybody's doing anything for porta potties for the May 13th event, and figured
no, it's you're the chair of the porta potties. We're going to do one
right,
vendor.
So I just wanted
price.
To check in and say I'm the chair of the porta potties, and I will price this for porta potties coming for May 13th and staying through June 1st. So and if anybody has any thoughts about how many porta potties, they say if there is food and drink served, then 50 people per porta potty. If there is not food and drink, 100 people per porta potty. So I'm like 3, 4, 6, 2, like how many porta potties do we think? Any thoughts on that? So I can actually get proper estimates.
Does the health department have a requirement?
No, it's not like a requirement.
That. We could even do this without porta potties, but that would be really nice to have them.
Because after all, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
If anybody has thoughts about about numbers, I was leaning towards 3 or 4. Right. Although we could overwhelm that, and I'm
we can discuss that. We could get estimates of people that run other events and get some input from them. And also too, because we're going to need to get the price if they're holding them for 2 weeks, which.
That actually doesn't increase it, just so you know. That's pretty much like, oh, no big deal. They're okay. Just there. No delivery. Right. So they mostly it's the same price.
Okay.
Which is part of why I think it's great to get them.
Okay. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
So is this weekend going to be considered like the Derby Day, like past Derby Days, because it's a big event?
Yeah, we're not really calling it Derby Day. It's Derby's 350th. As opposed to a Derby Day, but yeah, right. It's the substitute for Derby Day. Definitely.
All right. The other thing to consider is when they had past Derby Days or events on the green, they did have porta potties. Maybe someone from one of those committees can help you on that. Just a thought.
Yeah, the key is we hope for a much larger turnout.
Yeah, I just want to say for these main meetings, I'm sorry, I'll be the bad guy. I don't care, because it's pretty much my role, but we can't get into that deep into the porta potty or those
kind
of issues.
I just want May 13th people to know we're going to have porta potties for them, and I'm done. Yeah, awesome. Perfect.
Thank you. This meeting is just for updates, and if you have details on your committee, if somebody has a point, we'll make the point and move on. Only because I just want to respect everybody's time, because they're spending other time outside of these meetings, so it's not to minimize anybody's effort. It's just to respect the time.
Okay, don't take time telling me that. So we're So I have also contacted Nancy Hampson with the Valley Council of Health and Human Services. She has sent to her 50 member organizations to see if we get their nonprofit participation in our Derby 350 days. So that, which I hopefully will get some of them coming in. And in terms of the Facebook post that I sent to you, to Randy, Jack, and Mark, I am now hearing a little bit more about May 13th that I will add to that. And I would still, I'm still hoping somebody will post it so that it's actually comes from the Derby 350 page as opposed to from Lisa. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Because I don't think that's been posted yet. And I would very much like to get both the vendor solicitation and the actual announcement of the event posted to all these different pages.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm done.
Thank you so much.
No more of my boring detail.
Nope, we're all set.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. So move, any questions? Does anybody have any questions? I don't mean to discourage questions, but I just, if there are questions, it's so that we can write them down too. So if you have.
Do we have a list of everybody who's on this committee with their contact information? Because I'd like to contact
a few people. I can send like that. I'll send that out to everybody. Yep.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Jim Gilday.
All right. Next. The next item is the 300, the summer concert series. It'll look mostly like the summer concert series that we've had in the past, but an idea that we've been trying to do in years past, but we have not been able to execute on, is we would like to honor, recognize groups of people like, or organizations, or have it be their, like, kind of, you know, whatever, Pop Warner night, or, you know, some kind of like whatever night, to kind of encourage people to come, learn about the organizations, and have it be, you know, a kind of a coming together for another excuse for people to come out to that. So if you have ideas of groups that we could, it doesn't have to be one, we could do a couple. We could do a library night if you want. or some kind of thing to be able to draw people, but also like say, hey, oh, if you want to learn about the library and we have this music tonight, we do that. So we don't have a specific chair. I've done the concerts the past bunch of years, but if somebody's interested to work on that, please let me know. But we'll be going ahead with it either way. The fireworks event is July 3rd. We don't have anything specific other than probably, as in the past, we'll have a band at the end of Elizabeth Street here. Hopefully the road's paved, but that's for a whole nother semester course. You know, Shelton has one big flat piece, so it's a little bit easier for them. Here in Derby, it's kind of like, you know, there's a this side of City Hall group, there's an Elizabeth Street group, there's an Olivia Street group, so, and then there's a Connie's alumni group, an Elks group up there. So it's kind of, everybody has their spot, but it's an opportunity to do something on that. Next, I'm going to ask Mark Anthony Isor to talk about the all-class reunion, which is scheduled for August 30th. And you don't have to get that close because if you go get the story.
I could talk.
I want you to hear good form.
I put out a notice about class reunion or all class reunion in the past, and there is an express interest. And Maria Blackwell couldn't make it tonight.
I talked to her, had a nice conversation. Okay. Nice conversation with her this morning, and she's all set. Okay. Fully briefed.
All right, and I'll fill her in for the rest. So the Elks are on board, and I actually talked to Diego at Fuego today, which would be good because that place would be handicap accessible if most of the people are downtown, because the original theory of this all-class reunion was to have people come downtown to give the businesses some business. So far I have those two are on board. I'm going to work on some other ones. And if we get enough, see about getting transportation, a trolley.
Did you talk to Twisted Vine?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
We were contacting them.
Yep. So the 30th is the day, though, right?
Labor Day weekend.
It's Labor Day weekend, but August 30th is the day because Labor Day is September 1st.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
that's why it's Saturday of Labor Day weekend.
Mark, in the past, we've done the senior center during the day, you know, for the 80 over crowd that can't come out at night. So that's something you might consider having. It doesn't even have to be on the same day. It could be a different day that maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Tag on to that have their own, just to get people downtown.
Yeah. But maybe if you do that one first, it might promote the other one, the full one.
Do we know who the director is currently? Senior
center? Vaughn Hebert.
Thank you. I'm also
and for your past 55, it's only $6 a year if you're a Derby resident.
Only $8 if you're not.
That's right. So it's a market. So either way, you get change for coffee. You got to be 55. 55. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mark Anthony. All right. Next, speaking of Amy Petanici, next is the Taste of Derby event. So, Amy.
Thank you. Everyone received a handout, which is going to cover two events that Jim and I will cover. And one of them is the Taste of Derby. So we have chosen to do the Taste of Derby and the pub crawl. I'm sorry, I didn't send an up down. On the same night. I'm sorry, on the same day. So the Taste of Derby will be during the day from 11 to 3 at Warsaw Park. We hope to go around and invite all of the 26, actually there might be 28 restaurants, maybe 31 at this point. I've been driving around and I keep adding more to the list, and we'll invite them all to come out and participate and do some food samplings and, you know, maybe share some menus and some promotions and just, you know, make some community relationships and we'll go from there. So anyway, there's a letter that will be sent to all of the participating restaurants that they can keep that's got the logo on it. And then we hope to also give them each a storefront sign for their window that shows that they were a participant in the Taste of Derby. So that is on September 20th from 11 to 3 currently. I'll hand it off to you.
Thank you, Amy.
May I jump backwards to May 13th for one moment? This is Lisa Braley.
Sure, Lisa.
The bell ringing. I still like the concept of bring your own bells, like ring along with the church bells. If I said bring your own bells in the advertisement, is that okay or should I not? What do we think?
Again, a detail issue, but I would say yes. Tell them yes. BYOB.
I like it. Yeah, but I'm not on that committee, so I want to know what that committee thinks, whoever's doing May 13th. So I like it. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So, okay. I'm not used to this side of the table, you know. No. So we do have a date locked in. Amy and I have been partnering. It would be the same day as the Taste of Derby. It would be from 4 to 7. We do have the party bus locked in. And the bus would just do a drop off. It would be the Quail and Ale has confirmed their participation. Elks have confirmed their participation. Twisted Vine has confirmed their participation. Bad Sun has confirmed their participation and do drop in. They would be paying a sponsorship fee, which would go towards the cost of the event. There would be a commemorative t-shirt that said, I survived. The Derby is 350th pub crawl in the name of the vendors that participated in the back. So that's where we are. We still have some final details to work out over the coming weeks.
And they will also receive a letter.
Yes. Amy crushed the letter, for the record.
So the date is confirmed the 20th. Yes. I didn't put it because I wanted it to make confirmed. Sure that you could. Yep. Okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you very much for that report. Double whammy. And now moving on to the 350th Gala Ball. Margaret McDomino, excuse me.
This is Margaret. So myself, Melanie Anderson, Allison Stockmull, Sue Riley, and Pam Maddow have been working on the 350th Celebration Gala. It will be on Friday, October 17th. The venue is Grassy Hill Hops Company. It will run from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. The seating, probably 8 people per table, round tables, cash bar. Maddie's will be catering.
Yay.
And we have Fran and Jem, DJ, and photo booth. So all that is already settled.
It is now called the Lodge.
It is now called THC. I think it's THC. That's what I saw on her.
On the contract.
Yeah. So Grassy Hill Hops Company Lodge. That covers it.
Okay, any questions?
I'll just need a menu.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Yes.
All right, great. Thank you very much. All right, so just briefly, we have the two tree lightings in November. So this is kind of like in calendar order. We're trying to get something for every month, essentially. So we have essentially, you know, more or less that. So tree lighting, we always do tree lighting the day after Thanksgiving on the Birmingham Green, more commonly known as the Derby Green. And then the Founders Common, which is the Academy Hill Green, has a beautiful evergreen tree. So there's been neighbors and business owners in the neighborhood who have been asking to do that. And I think that's a nice tradition to start for the 350th to do that. So we'll be doing that. And hopefully there may be would like to hopefully ask the Historical Society, because it's, you know, the East Derby one is close by. Some of the actors in the Historical Society might be interested in perhaps kind of doing like, you know, maybe a colonial Christmas or some kind of theme.
Colonial theme. We could dress up.
There you go. Anything. I mean, it'll be after Halloween, but, you know, I'm sure you guys will work it out. So we could do, you know, that'll be nice, I think, to do something. Yeah, she just emailed me today. So, but I actually, the Historical Society, it's been on my mind and I forgot to follow. So again, there's not specifically a chair for that. So if somebody's interested, you know, there's a little time. And in my world, it's like the before May 30th weekend and then the after May 30th weekend. So we'll try to keep all that going. So then also, so 26 events. I'm sorry, Mr. Beltmaster. Sorry, go ahead.
Before we get on to 2026, for 2025, we were talking about we still have plans of doing on May 6th the Bradley Glass slide showing.
Oh, right.
And okay. Derby 300th video at the Derby Second Congregational Church for 6 p.m. May 6th, the week before we do the time capsule opening. So it's kind of like a kickoff for that.
You're not the only one going backwards on the timeline. So go ahead. No,
it's not on here, so you're right. Bring it to our attention. Next, I had a question on the Silver Tea for the Senior Center. I believe that is taking place in May as well.
Yes, that has been confirmed. After a big discussion about paper cups versus regular teacups, we're all set.
And the date on that was May 17th or 15th?
What's May 6th, the Tuesday?
Yeah.
Then it's May 8th.
Okay.
And then, they will be drinking Bigelow tea, Mr. Chair.
That is, we've already confirmed Bigelow, big corporate sponsor.
I'm just teasing.
And finally, one more thing for 2025. We had originally planned for an April 18th Good Friday cleanup. I haven't had much from a support perspective on that for cleaning up the street area. We have scouts that will be focusing on the Colonial Cemetery, the Uptown Cemetery. We're going to clean the area. We also have chemicals to spray and walk away, get rid of all of the mold and mildew and all the stuff that's on the stones there. But we have funding from Lowe's and Home Depot to purchase bags and stick pickers or whatever. But we need leaders if that is going to happen on April 18th. If not, we'll just focus on the cemetery and that's it.
Yeah, if there's volunteers that want to help the scouts, that would probably be great.
Well, that was the day that we had planned. I don't have another date in mind. It's just traditionally for the past 35 years, we've done that on Good Friday. I understand a lot of people are baking that day. I'm not baking, so, you know, but kids are off from school. It's a Friday. That's the main event that we're doing. Yeah. We were looking for other people, hopefully, to lead the, like, cleaning up, maybe Elizabeth, Minerva, or Olivia. But if that's not going to happen, then maybe we can reschedule that to another date.
Well, and the great thing about...
I would be happy to be part of that. This is Lisa Braley.
We need someone to lead it, Lisa. I know you're going to be doing the May 30th to June 1st thing, so...
Well, more like to participate, to take a team, something like that. Maybe not lead the whole thing.
Yeah, we need someone to lead it because I can't be in two places at once. And if we don't have somebody to lead it, I don't feel comfortable in having it happen. So
but I think that if, like I say, if we don't have a leader by the end of the week, then I think we should encourage everybody to help the scouts in and around the Derby Avenue, because it certainly could use a little bit of a lift anyway there.
Okay.
And it's the good thing about American way of life is you need the cleaners, you need the bakers, because we know there's a plethora of the eaters. So
this is Lisa again.
At least on that day or weekend.
Given that I'm currently posting about May 13th and the May 30, 31, June 1st events, should I incorporate the May 6th, May 8th events, or even the April 18th cleanup into a post, or is there some other posting? Because I was trying to get something out to sort of all the Derby places and hoping that we could also send something to, you know, get to Valley Independent Sentinel, get something out there. If all of these things are kind of in sequence, I could put these into the same posting. The Silver Tea, would it be better to limit it? I don't know how these are being publicized other than via sort of the same.
I'm going to give an update on the publicity part because we have that on the other part of the agenda.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
Okay. So, yep. Thank you. Thank you, Randy, for those. Sorry, they weren't on the list. So getting back to item J, the 2026 events, if we have, if anybody has any new ideas, please email them, email them to me, and then we can plug them in, and distribute them to everybody to see. And again, we've had we went from a year or two ago with 10,000 ideas to a reasonable list that now we've pared down. But really, there's so many great ideas and totally for the creative process, except time is not on our side. So we need really doers. Now is the point where we need doers. There's so many great things, but just trying to categorize the whole catalog, the time capsule is going to be a Herculean task. And these other things if there are things in 26 after we're past these things, we still have time to plan those and hopefully could do them anyway.
I do know that May 13th, 2026, we do have an event, right? That's the
correct
reinstalling the new time capsule.
Correct. Yeah. I didn't put the new ones, but I forget where I put that, if it was maybe in the email or whatever, so that would be the day. And Barbara DeGeneres has agreed to coordinate that to collect new stuff for the new one. So, and we'll need people to do that, but I'm sure that we can be able to fill in as we go with that. I did also speak to some members of the clergy to try to see if we can do an event. In years past, there was an ecumenical Thanksgiving service, and that they used to do the day before Thanksgiving. In thinking of a way to bring the community together at that time of the year too, that a lot of folks remember those who passed in the previous year. We do it with the veterans for Memorial Day, but it might be a nice opportunity to remember and invite the families of anybody who lost somebody from Derby in the past year to have some kind of an ecumenical thing. So I'm going to get them together to try to see if we could come up with something like that. So if anybody's interested in that, that was just an idea that, you know, to try to get some of those groups involved. So if you have those ideas, send them forward. Anything further on that? Moving along to the sponsorships, Grace Soika is working on sponsorships. So if you want to give a brief, just turn your mic on and give a brief.
Go ahead. We have some grants. Don't know what they are yet, but we have some in mind.
Well, we applied. We applied for some grants. Yeah, we applied. So we're waiting to hear. Just leave it. Just hit it once and let them go on.
Oh, there you go. I was holding it.
Roger. Go ahead.
But I was told that Pam, is it from City Hall?
Yes.
Has a list of all the businesses and that she's going to get that to me. And I will either do a letter and send that out to everybody or they will. I don't know if they will do that or not for me, but.
Well, we have to have the letter in them, but also the follow-up.
And then I'll update I'll follow up with everybody. So I'm hoping. And I also have to, I wasn't really sure how to do this because I've never done it before, but I wanted to do the categories of silver, bronze, so that everybody has a chance to do something without it being so much. And even individual people, I was thinking, if they just want to do like for family, sponsorship family or, yeah. So these are just some ideas that I'm getting. But once I get the lists, I can move forward with that and hopefully have some information for the next meeting.
Yeah. And just as a general like rule, so, you know, the city's contributing funding to it. And then, but any of the, and so for like the public events that are open free to the public, you know, we'll be able to utilize the city money plus the, any sponsorships that we get. For the ones, for the events where we have to charge, you know, we just ask that the event kind of pay for itself to be able to kind of cover that.
Okay.
And if you, you know, if there was whatever, the I know there was an issue with some details with the ball, with table coverings or bowl, whatever, you know, stuff that you might need,
right,
you know, that we, you know, get maybe spot, you know, individual sponsors for that, or, you know, because those are hopefully not a big ask for somebody. It's more like a donation of materials, yeah, essentially.
Like I told Margaret, we can
Yeah, you're on. No, you were on. Turn it back on. Sorry.
These stupid things. I own a deli. I don't know how to use these things. I just yell at people.
Think of it as a chicken cutlet grinder. Don't touch it.
So hey, I forgot what I was saying.
All right. About the sponsorship.
Yeah. So we're going to, the deli will do as much as we can as far as the bowls and the silverware. That's all going to go in with the per person price. So, okay. And I'll let you know what we can't do. But most
you
of
talk
it
to the committee and then we'll
talk. We're going to talk to the committee. Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Memorabilia. Randy Ritter has been an integral part. We've been working together on that. So I'll let him give the report on very exciting stuff that we have.
Well, you can cover the apparel part, I think.
Okay. So we have everybody saw the logo the last time. So we have the logo, City Stitchers in Derby right here. We had a nice conversation with them and they recommended, you know, less is more based on their experience of what actually sells and what doesn't sell. Because even in my mind, there were things that I thought would be a good idea, but they said probably better off not. So really, we're just going to keep to t-shirts and like crew sweatshirts, the no collar sweatshirts.
Not the hoodies? I thought it was the hoodies. Either one.
I can't.
We talked about it was hoodies, but
okay. Then it must have been hoodies. Fine. Then I don't know. I don't remember. It was one heavy one and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And then they're going to make patches. So if people want patches put on to their shirt, if somebody wants a hat, they could do those kind of things, like individual if people want those. But hats, they did not recommend. They didn't recommend other stuff. I can't remember the stuff that we were trying to talk about. But basically, they said keep it simple this way here that, you know, we can keep it simple. So that's what we're going to do. And also we're going to get t-shirts for the committee workers for the events, so people will be able to be noticed. So if people, other people need help or whatever, we'll be able to do that. So we'll be asking you for your size pretty soon.
I have a question just to kind of go along with that. Is there some type of a letter that we can get to say that we're part of this committee and we would be soliciting for certain things, or? Yeah, but just, you know, if you're going to talk to somebody, they're going to look at it and go, okay.
Yeah.
Well, without having anything to show them.
Right. I mean, so if people are looking for like donations, the donations, well, I mean, but the donations should be like toward one. If they need to be made payable to the city of Derby, and there's an account, and then they pay the check. We'll pay the checks out of that.
But that should probably all go through. Sorry, that should probably all go through the sponsorship subcommittee, though, right?
Letter that'll go out. Okay. Say,
we'll have one letter. But if you need to show if there's something specific that you need or whatever, then we can make the ask or have a copy of the letter so that
people. Okay. Thank you.
Want to donate or whatever?
I'm just wondering.
And also, too, like if people want to
sponsor, like, you know, one of the concerts on the green, say, or some of the other things that we're trying to, but we're trying to just coordinate it so that everybody's not, it's not 10 everybody. Asks.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's a fireworks thing that's going out, too, that they, you know, so we're trying to, you know, not nickel dime everybody, but kind of make one ask to say. You know, because they're useful. They there's like a list of people that have donated to the fireworks in the past, so we're trying to work around that.
So, Mark, so when we do the sponsorship letter, a calendar of events when it gets closer should go with that. So these are the things that we're looking for, and one lump sum. Not you pay for this, you pay. You know, you're going to pay for this.
Yeah, just no, keep it's easy. I don't because I think it'll get to some things lend themselves to. Like a specific thing, like a say a concert is one thing,
right?
But the other stuff could just go into the pot, because you know there's a lot of expenses, and we're trying to focus it on things that we think will draw people in. You know what I mean, on the bigger events. I think like the ball is going to sell itself because it's a way for everybody to celebrate. And you know, frankly, the best way with that is hopefully if we could fit. Whatever it is, 250, so that's 25 tables or whatever, 30, whatever, of eight. If we had, how many ever tables, if we had 31 people that could get a table each, then it's done, you know what I mean? Right. So that's, I think that's, you know, a way to break that down, in my opinion, but, you know. And then the pub crawl, they have a fee they're going to charge for the bus and the stuff like that to cover that, and, you know. Makes sense?
All right, I do have a question. Any sort of memorabilia, the shirts, the sweatshirts, the patches, we need to save one of everything for the archive.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, and then like any of the letters that are sent out, any forms that people need to fill out, and it has the logo on the paper, I need a hard copy of everything.
And I have archival paper.
Or even if you email them to me at the library.
I have archival paper, though. I could put that on for you.
Okay. That's something we should save.
The acid free stuff. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever.
I mean, the paper stuff, though. And then, so next is the ornaments and.
Yeah. So we've been working with Woodbury Pewters, Pewterers, and we took the logo that was approved and got artwork done so that it can be used for the pewter items. And so we've focused on Christmas ornaments, a pewter bell, which will have the logo as part of the handle, and a coin, where the coin can be sold separately, or we're also looking into applying it to the half Belgian blocks that can be used for garden stones. So it'll have the memorial cone, the coin on it, and then we can sell those as well. And the goal is to have those for the May 13th event as our initial selling point. So we're pretty excited about those items.
Yeah, the design I forgot to email that, but the design is really nice. I think it came out nice the way the people that would who have been doing business with, you know, for city stuff for a lot of years. So they really do nice work. And, you know, we felt like we wanted something that was locally sourced and locally manufactured. So that's where we're at. Anything else with that? No. Okay. Thank you. All right. So also item C, the I don't know who wants to give this report, Randy, or it's a joint venture and an exciting one.
Yes, it is. With the help from Randy and, of course, Mary Ann, we were able to score a grant from the Valley Community Foundation to digitize the newspapers at the library. Not all of them, it's very expensive, but they gave us a really nice deal. They should have received 80 reels yesterday. So there's like a 60-day turnaround, but we are digitizing the papers that are prior to 1900. We have some that go back to 1855. And then we're filling in the gaps that the Ansonia Cultural Commission did not do. And then we will continue to extend it. So yeah, we're really thrilled over this. So
To clarify for people that are not aware of it, the gap ones are the Evening Sentinel.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Right. Evening Sentinel. But the one before, you could explain it. You guys could probably explain it. But the before is another paper before the Sentinel.
Yeah. Right? The ones that are before 1900 are like the Evening Transcript, the Derby Transcript. There's an Ansonia Sentinel. There's a whole bunch of little ones, a Birmingham News, you know, which are a lot of sporadic newspapers that came out about once a week. So all of those are going to be digitized, and they're going to give us a external hard drive with all of the digitized on it as well. And you can go to, and I don't have the website in the top of my head, and you can look them up. You'll be able to look them up from home if you need to do any research. Yeah, this is fabulous.
And it's searchable, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You can search by name. I think you search by date. You know, Randy has played with that more than I have.
Right. So if you've seen some of the history postings we've been doing, it's, you know, we've been using what has been digitized to date as part of that. And you can actually like cut and paste, copy articles directly from the digital content, save it as a JPEG, and then do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
And again, it's going to be free access, and we're really excited about it. It's going to get us all the way through the 1930s.
Yes. Early 30s.
Up to 30.
Yeah.
So, yep.
And it's our. And so that's very exciting because it's a way to access that history in a way that's far less tedious than using microfilm. For those of us that remember how to use microfilm, but I think that's exciting, and we are going to ask the other neighboring towns that were part of Derby to for a modest amount to help finish. Because it obviously is for everybody, right? So, good with that. Thank you so much. So publicity, we could use help with the publicity, you know, for with that, because it is because it's important that the whatever goes out comes in terms of, at least from social media, that it comes out from the 350th page. For continuity, and two, if there's a change, a problem, or whatever, if it gets shared how many ever times, we know it goes back to one thing. You change it once, and then it goes out to everybody else. So if there's stuff that you want to go out, we have a few people that Randy, Jack Walsh, and myself have volunteered, can post to that. So it's not that we don't want to have anybody have access to it, but we can't have 500 people because, again, things are going to change, you know, and we need to be kind of nimble about it. So if you have stuff, I'll send out the emails. We're going to have like an email address that is derby350@derbyct.gov. So the main purpose of that for now, at least, because we cannot set up too many of these emails with city account, but Michelle and Lisa are going to be part of that because they're coordinating the May 30th event. And then once that's over, then we'll transition to the next events and do it that way and see if that works. just for continuity, because then it'll also go to staff here so that if they're, so that it doesn't get missed. But we will need help with publicity. And if you're not good on the computer, you know, we're going to need people to bring those posters to the businesses and to really make sure that it's saturated and sharing with our networks and groups. And, you know, Michelle touched on it, but, you know, we've had a good response from vendors, food vendors, and so forth. So, you know, now we're working on crafters, and there's sites too. And, you know, we want to, you know, we don't want to go crazy because we want to make sure they make money and it's a successful thing for them. You know, it's a little bit of a trick, but, you know, Michelle and Lisa are working on it. So it's going on. Okay.
Mark,
I'm sorry.
Lawn, please. Possibly lawn signs and banners maybe as well, like lawn signs for the green or banners for the 350th store or whatever.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah. Okay. Let me put that down.
I can help with that.
Yeah.
I think there's been some interest for people to help with that funding as well, which I could talk to Grace
that
about.
What?
That funding as well for the banners.
Okay. Oh, good. Yeah, let us know then.
Yep.
And some like maybe fold-over signs to be along Route 34 on the day so that people driving by know that it's happening up there. You know, so when we have something happening that we are guiding the main route towards.
Yeah, generic things you mean, like without a date?
It could be. It could. Yeah. I mean, Derby 350 event today.
Yeah, this way or something. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Something like that that would be reusable, of course, would be great. Are you going to post the vendor stuff that I sent?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Perfect. I asked them not to post it until we had the meeting tonight to get everybody up to date.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No problem. No problem. Okay. I have two events to add.
Just email them and then.
I'm gonna say them right now, because on April 10th is Michelle Linane's birthday, and on April 13th is my birthday. That's all. Those are the events.
Shall we sing now? Or are you?
Yes, it's up to you. No. I'm just being silly, but just so you know.
Yeah, we have the cake here, Lisa. We'll save it for you till when you get back.
Perfect. I'll be home on Friday. Okay.
All right. Perfect.
I do think, though, as we start to flesh out the calendar, that we should get something up on the Facebook page, you know, that has the whole year in review.
Yeah.
I mean, the first events, and again, we're all fleshing it out today. I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the first events.
We'll pin the calendar so that it's, you know, the first things.
We already have events created for the May 13th event and for the May 30th to June 1st events.
No, I meant like just a year one calendar. Page.
Yeah.
A one page. Yeah. Yeah, because then because the idea would be to have somebody print it out and then you have it if people
stick
refrigerators.
And I would hope that we have multiple things. We have something just for May 13th. We have something for everything in May. Like here we have something about the trolley, like that we keep on it.
Yeah.
Here's something else. The trolley's clang, coming.
Clang,
clang. Yeah. Yeah, clang, clang, clang. I will sing.
Okay, Judy. All right, go ahead. All right, we're good.
And ding, so
we
also ding, need somebody.
What? Pardon?
And ding, ding, ding went the bell. Clang, clang, clang went the bell.
Okay,
ding,
we got
ding,
it. Ding. I got it. I got it.
Lucky
birthday. Anyway, so that we also need someone. It would be helpful if somebody is willing to help to coordinate volunteers. To kind of coordinate that, because that is a little bit of an effort to reach out and follow up and schedule people too. Like, hopefully, you know, I just put that out there. If you know of anybody or somebody that might not be here, but we'll email that. And then the new time capsule, I put it on the bottom. But like I said, I would encourage everybody to start thinking about that stuff as we go through the year. And we'll have, you know, stuff, I think probably two copies or two, you know, a t-shirt and stuff like that. Yeah. Yep.
And I think we have someone willing to support the new caps, the new, whatever we're calling it.
Oh, to buy the vault.
The new vault. Yeah.
Okay, good. Nice. Okay. Further questions? Any updates? Okay. The meeting schedule for April and May, what is your pleasure regarding more frequent meetings? Just to kind of keep everybody up to date so we can get that stuff.
I think it would be helpful to perhaps just get one. I mean, our technically our next scheduled meeting date would be May 13th, which it can't be
right.
Clearly. So right. Do we meet like the 29th, the end of April, like the 29th?
Sorry, look at my calendar.
I second that.
Yeah, we could do the 20. Yeah, the 29th might be good because that way it's, yeah, gives us 2 weeks before those other events. Does that work for everybody? 29th?
That should be fine.
Does 7 work better?
Randy, this is Lisa. Can you send me your phone number by email, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
I just have a question.
Going back through my notes, what about the lilacs? Is that happening?
Oh, yes, that is happening.
Yep. Yes, that is happening. Sorry, my bad.
Is that by a group of people or?
There's a small committee, but if you would like to join it, I can't actually.
Can't do that.
Pardon?
Okay.
No, I mean, no, I know. No, it's a small group, but I know they're coming in and I know they're trying to pick a date, but Randy, do you have any update on that? Sorry.
Some of the talk, depending on the timing, like they could promise a certain week, not a specific day.
Yeah.
But they're coming the week of the 13th. If they come before the 13th event, we could have them there to give out. If not, then we'll have to.
Yeah,
come up with plan B on the do it May on the 30th.
May, yeah. Right?
Did I say April?
No, you didn't. I'm just confirming that it is May. Yeah,
May 13th. Yeah. If not May 13th, then May 30th or sometime in between. But the plan is to give them out and then also plant some of them in specific areas that on city owned property.
Yeah. And the thing is that they.
Ish. Yep.
Yeah. It's the way you have to buy them in a block or whatever. But then they have to be handled. Something has to happen to them, right? They have to either be planted right away or something. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yep. They have to be treated with care.
Yeah. The whole yeah, so I can't remember. What's your pleasure on the can we do 7? Is 7 okay? Yeah, it's 6. But that should be, that's just transfers. So that should be okay. I mean, they might not meet, but this way here, we don't have to, that'll be fine. 7 o'clock on April what?
Sorry. There were a couple more things that we've had on our previous list that didn't make it here. Is like one Amy brought up was the 350 acts of kindness. I think she was going to be leading that, right?
Yep.
And then also the work Jack Walsh has been doing on the historic plaques, and he's been promoting those. And we have like 25 or 30 that have already been committed or put up. And, you know, it's another opportunity for us to celebrate the 350.
I'll add those back. Okay. I beg your pardon for that.
All right.
And also the First Congregational Church on Derby Avenue has said that they're going to put together an event to talk about the first ministers, the history of the church, and an event. So that will be forthcoming. So they're going to, and I encourage them that they didn't have to rush because there's time and they could do that. But I'll put that on the list too.
Question for May 6th. What church is that?
Second Congregational. Birmingham Congregational. It's the white church on the Derby Green.
Okay.
Next to the courthouse.
Gotcha. Yep.
I left those other ones off. It was my stream of consciousness or the stuff that we're doing, but I thank you for that. Did I miss any others?
Again, what's the date? What's the date for the 7 p.m. April?
April 30th.
April 30th. Okay.
Oh, the 29th. Sorry.
April 29th. Okay.
All right. Without objection, I tried for 45, but 8:04.
Motion to adjourn.
You can blame it on me.
All right. But Jim and then Grace. All right. Good. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a nice holiday.